you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
August Smith later on. August got a great story about some habit to him in a club recently. I'll let him tell that.
I can't wait to hear that.
I can't wait to. Tony Rock is going to hopefully call us again. Call us today. He's supposed to call yesterday.
Effort us.
You're sleeping in bed. Sometimes you don't want to wake up. I get that. But one more chance. Tony's been cool. He's been in the studio before. You know, nice guy.
Really was.
Yeah. I think it'd be tough to be in a business where your brother is a zillionaire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and one of the top comedians of all time. And you're in the exact same business, you know.
Right. He's on the cover of Esquire.
Right, right.
Is his other brother tour? Jordan?
Don't know.
I know he does stand-up.
Yeah, we met Jordan, too. Yeah, he was in the studio years ago.
Yeah, Chris, I think being in the same business is one thing, but he's like a complete icon.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean.
It's like being Michael Jordan's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think brother's
tougher.
Brother's tougher.
They both have the same
upbringing. A lot more jealousy. You're not jealous of your dad being famous. You might be affected by it, but the jealousy, brothers, there's got to be. Any siblings, that's just jealousy. And rightly so.
When you're Scott.
Although Chris has finally come out with a project that I don't want to see with that new Saw movie.
No, and you're right. I won't watch any of those. But yeah, it's not just him. It's Samuel L. Jackson's in that. Yeah.
Well, I think Chris directed it.
Is that what it is?
I think he's involved in making it as well as starring in it.
Yeah. I know the premise of Saw. I never watched any of them, though.
Yeah, not my bag. Yeah. They seem scary.
Have you seen those Saws?
I might have seen one. I think I saw The Ring.
Okay.
That's different.
That's totally different.
Still scary.
Not the Saw at all.
Still scary.
Right.
Not watching that.
Most of us still want to be in committed long-term relationships. According to a survey, 7%, only 7% of people who fantasized about leaving their partner actually intend to leave their partner.
That sounds about right.
7%.
Yeah.
Half of people who experienced the pandemic as part of a couple say their relationship quality, specifically affection and sexual attraction, is better now.
But the other half?
There you go. 44% feel the commitment itself is more important to them than before. At Hinge,
a dating website,
they say... The director of relationship science there, Logan Urey, says that their users say that they took advantage of this time to break bad dating habits, like ghosting or chasing after someone that's not interested.
Well, you couldn't do either one of those during the pandemic.
That's what I'm wondering about.
You couldn't chase, and ghosting, they know where you're at. You're just at your house.
They also say that they established better dating habits with more self-reflection and intentionality.
I haven't noticed 21 roaring yet, but you know, that's really not my scene.
No, but there's a languishing thing. I read another article about languishing. People are experiencing that. They know they can start doing things,
but
and they're slowly doing things, but it's not. It's weird thing. I've been struggling with myself, thinking about, did the pandemic happen? You know, for all of us who treated it right, and I know we know people that didn't treat it seriously, and
they went about their business.
And there's people just drive me crazy because they're just, I don't get to them. But I don't feel like it. I'm doing more things now. But we've always worked here, so that it didn't change for us, except for Nick coming back in the studio. But we always come to the building. I've been out to eat more now because I can. I haven't flown yet. You just did that. So that probably felt normal for you.
Yeah.
Except for the mask part, you know. And no booze on the plane. Hate to bring that back up. But they say people are having trouble jumping back into life because it's called languishing.
Well, you have to ramp up.
Yeah, people are ramping it up. I think summer, being where it is where the ramp's going to happen, Todd.
Yeah, no one's going to turn on a dime.
If we'd been coming out of the pandemic in the fall and winter was coming up, we'd probably still all languish all winter, yeah. Except for restaurants maybe. But summer's coming up, and you can feel people wanting to bust out.
There is also mortality.
They're announcing concerts, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think that'll be more noticeable like by the midsummer, end of summer.
Right.
There's also mortality salience, which is, oh, my God, I've got to do all of these things.
I get that, too.
I have missed out on all these things. I got to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And they say that we realize that it is because of that that people have realized that we haven't had all the kinds of sex that we want to have. There's this feeling of it's now or never. Apparently, we're getting more exploratory. 19%. I'm more inclined to pursue an open relationship in the future.
Get that finger all up in
46% say they're engaging in more sexual experimentation, from erotica to mutual masturbation to toys and beyond.
Just love that clip,
Toys and Beyond.
Yeah, Toys and Beyond.
Right. I like that story.
Toys and Beyond. Yeah. So Thanks. You're sitting on Buzz Lightyear, all right?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Dirty Buzz Lightyear.
To the anus and beyond.
He's got to have his wings down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Says you.
I mean, I hope they don't open up inside and you're not yanking Buzz out of your ass.
That sucks for Buzz. Like, this isn't what I meant by beyond.
Doesn't smell like aftershave up here.
Sure doesn't. So he's got that helmet. That would help.
Pandemic rebound includes more anal. Or are people at least trying it, apparently?
Did we get an email on that? Or a Twitter, somebody said, I want anal. It came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that could have come at any time. Yeah. That could have come years ago.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
A grocery store chain called Raley's is joining other grocery stores in discontinuing the use of a coconut milk brand after the reported mistreatment of monkeys.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, the harvesting monkeys. Here we
come. Yes. This company called Chowco.
Monkeys pick all the...
uses chained and caged monkeys for labor.
Oh, see, that is horrible, man.
Get up in the tree and pick the... high-hanging coconuts.
Yes.
See, that's the one thing good about being a dog or any kind of animal that's not, that you can just do what you want to every day. We shouldn't make them work.
Really,
Albertsons, Costco, Target, they've already cut ties.
Oh, that's true, they do.
Yeah.
That's true, a lot of them do.
How'd they find out that the monkeys were picking the coconuts?
I imagine...
the monkey union.
Yep, the unionized.
Yeah. They used Morse code. They're not as advanced as others.
But the monkeys have probably been picking the coconuts for a long time.
But not.
And they just discovered this.
Yeah, but for their own pleasure.
Right.
How are they not just slinging poo all day?
That's what I was wondering that too, man. That's one thing they got going for them. They could sling poo.
Yeah, they could revolt.
You're right.
Yeah. And they don't care about getting fired.
No. You know, what are you going to fire me? You're not paying me anyway.
Am I going to lose my health insurance? I'm a monkey.
Right. That's the first time I think I've heard of a monkey as a beast of burden.
No, I've heard this story before.
Yeah, we've done this story.
I remember them.
And I believe it's the first time you've heard it.
I just don't know how they orderly. No, I think I've heard it. Did the monkeys just all walk out of the cages? You know,
No, they're chained.
And, okay.
Yeah, they're
chained
tied
to tires.
But how do they know? How do they know to go pick the? Who tells them that?
I can't.
Or is that something natural they do?
These are all horrible questions that I don't have answers to.
Follow the monkey.
Keep asking them.
They're horrible questions. You don't have answers to them.
Well, no, they're horrible. Well, the answers are horrible.
Yeah.
I think you just got to probably follow them around and hope they pick some coconut.
No, monkeys are trainable.
They train them.
Yeah. Oh, they are. You can train the monkey.
No milk today.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Why? The monkeys didn't feel like
pick a coconut and they get a treat.
Yeah. Positive reinforcement.
That kind of thing.
If you can teach a bear to ride a bicycle, anything's possible.
That's a good point.
It's like when you clean the garage and get a milk bone, Todd.
Right.
And when you did the story before, Was it about monkeys picking coconuts?
Yeah, it was.
Or some other labor?
No, it was coconuts.
No, it was specific.
Yeah, it was this
same monkeys.
Yeah, it was just, it was either about Costco or Target or one of the other companies doing this. And I just thought we'd have a conversation about, monkeys again. And we did.
Here we come.
Some of us had it for the first time.
The monkeys.
Wow.
I think I saw that the monkeys were going on tour.
No, they aren't.
The
remaining
two.
Monkeys.
Yeah, it's a farewell tour. Yeah.
The last two.
Yeah, actually, Mike Nesmith came back. Because
Nesmith is still there, and who else?
And Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey, yeah.
And lucky, because Mickey sang most of the songs. Yeah, I saw an interview with them on Australian TV. It was pretty funny.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Did you see that pool that they put up in London that is in between the top of two 10-story buildings?
I saw this.
Oh, so you're swimming, we look right down?
Glass.
There's been a couple of those out there over the years.
Glass-sided.
Oh, my God. Freaky, man.
Anybody been to that? There's a tall building in Chicago where you lean.
Well, that's Sears Tower.
Willett Tower now.
It's scary.
Yeah. We were there a couple summers ago, and it's just a glass box that you walk out into over the street.
I've seen some of these pools before where the side is glass, and it's right on the edge of a tall building. But this is a different one. This is the bottom's glass, too, right?
The whole bit. Yeah.
It's suspended between two buildings.
And you can swim there. I'd probably swim across real quick, but I don't think I could hang in that.
It might take some getting used to.
Yes, it would.
They have a walkway on the west part of the Grand Canyon.
With glass, right?
When you walk out of the building, it's nothing but canyon underneath you. Yeah. And I guess it's kind of freaky. Talk to a couple of people who have seen that.
Oh, that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
This pool thing looks cool, though.
It really does.
See, I'd swim across once really quick and then not want to swim back, but then everybody'd be on the other side. Yeah, and I'd have to get out, walk down.
You left your towel in the other building.
Elevated.
Walk down to the bottom,
sir, you don't stay in this hotel. You got to swim back to your hotel.
It's actually an apartment building.
But I'm scared.
Apartment building, okay.
Yeah.
How high then?
10 stories.
Holy hell.
You can get a 2-bedroom apartment there if you'd like. It's only 1.4 mil.
Perfect.
Oh, to buy, you mean, not per month.
Whatever. It's the same to me.
You buy the apartment.
Right. I got it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's exactly the same to me.
Nice apartment, Shen, right?
I ain't got it. Yeah. I hope so.
I'd swim naked. So anybody looking up there,
not much.
Balls, nothing.
Balls and ass.
See nothing.
Balls and ass from 10 stories.
Oh, you're doing the backstroke, are you?
Yeah.
Like, dude.
You're giving yourself a lot of credit that can be seen from 10 stories up.
Good point.
Well, they're starting to, okay. We used to know, in Vegas, they do the residencies.
Yeah, more. They're coming back, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Celine Dion.
What's a residency? Is it a few shows? Or a few months.
I think it's a month at least.
It's like weeks at a time, and then they take a couple week break. Like the Britney Spears one, she'd do 2 weeks a month, I think.
Yeah, but some of them do a month and then don't come back.
Right. Yeah, Celine Dion's going to do 10 shows. Yeah. That's considered a residency.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Carrie Underwood's going to do 6 shows. They're considering that a residency.
Yep.
Katy Perry's going to do 8 shows in Vegas. They consider that a residency.
Vegas is back.
Luke Bryan's going to do 6 shows. They consider that a residency. I guess I'm just complaining about the terms, definition of terms.
6
here.
Shows isn't a residency.
Right, because Celine Dion was like the first to have a residency.
Yeah, she was there for months, there years.
Yeah,
years.
Well, I've even seen some artists. Like, I think the last time Madonna went back out, she went like 5 or 6 shows in New York. 5 or 6 shows in Chicago, and like five or six in L.A., and they called those residencies.
They still call them residencies.
Yeah.
Right. There was a period of time where our buddy Bobby Slayton played Hooters there.
Yep.
All the time.
That was a residency,
Yeah, that was a residency.
Well, they did Sunday shows at the Funny Bone. Those would be six shows a week. You wouldn't be like, Tony Rock's coming in for a 1 week residency.
Yeah, that's true.
No. He's just here for a week.
I'm with Craig. I thought it was a for a longer term.
Well, they probably fudged that term recently. Sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounds like they've shrunk it a bit.
Sucks for those employees at that place that Luke Bryan's doing six shows.
That would suck, man.
And Katy Perry.
That would suck. Hey, you got Garth Brooks.
She's fun to look at.
Apparently Garth Brooks playing there is going to help the Huskers in some sort of journalist mind when I read it in the article. I'm thinking, what are you just, just stop it. Just stop.
That's not
just
something,
stop.
That's a good omen. What's, is it? Because
I saw that
the
too.
Thunder rolls?
Yeah, from Husker writers. That's a good omen that Garth Brooks is going to play your stadium in August. What does that mean? I mean, if you like Garth Brooks, fine. Have a great time. It could be a good show if you're into that crap.
I don't know. Do we have a record of Garth Brooks playing other stadiums?
No.
I'm sure somebody's looking into it today.
We're looking into the Brooks effect.
Yeah. Well, nothing gets 18 to 22-year-old kids fired up like Garth Brooks.
Yeah, African-American kids.
Right.
Yeah.
They've been waiting for that their entire lives.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be at that show. I told my wife I'm going to dress like Garth Brooks, though, with the cowboy hat, the little microphone.
That's right. Your wife's a fan, right?
Yes.
I told my wife that he was coming.
You could take somebody else, man.
You're right. They probably use that as a recruiting tool. They probably
That helps a lot.
If you come in and play for the Huskers, you get free Garth Brooks tickets. Yeah. So the kid from inner city Englewood is.
Is he going to play the dance?
Yeah, I got the opposite reaction, Nick. I told my wife he was coming. So you want to go see Garth Brooks? She's like, you want to get divorced?
Yeah. Oh, no. Hell no. I told you, I said, I remember saying after the pandemic, I still wouldn't walk across the street for certain people, and he'd be one of them.
Yeah. Oh, certainly.
Yeah, I really have no interest.
Which is fine. We don't care. Yeah. But don't try to hook it up to your season.
That's
and
ridiculous.
By the way, why not have rock shows at that place?
Yeah, they might make bad people.
That's not wholesome. That's
they
right.
might make a mess.
They're bad people.
They are bad people.
Right.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah, that brings in a bad
Well, pal, but hold it. Garth sang at Biden's inauguration.
Oh, yeah, oh, but he didn't
that?
Mean it.
No, he did.
Remember that
he
time?
He didn't mean it.
He wore a Sanders jersey?
Yes.
Yeah, that was Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That was a big controversy.
It could have been Bernie.
No, it was Barry.
Yep.
Garth Brooks is a commie. No, it will be nice to see Trisha Yearwood again.
Eating the Fairberry hot dog. She's a big girl, man.
She just takes every other verse off.
It's called Vince Neil.
The hack out a hot dog.
Does she have a cooking show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called.
I thought she was on the food.
It's called Butter in My Ass.
Yeah. Right. Everything in Lard with Trisha Yearwood.
Does this taste like Garth's ass?
Everything You Shouldn't Eat by Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, it's Paula Deen, but less racist.
Yes. Just as much fat. Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
Doesn't take much to be less.
Yeah, no, we've heard things.
Not completely.
We've heard things about that part, yeah. We've heard people that know those people.
That's it.
Yeah, we did. I remember that, Craig, during the break.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say it out loud, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, person we know.
So I wouldn't drop that racist. It might be just a habit. Just like Paula Deen, let's just do that.
Okay.
Right.
I've heard bad things about who's the pioneer, the one in Oklahoma. I think her name is Lee.
Lee. Oh, the pioneer woman?
Yeah.
Drummond?
Yeah.
Drummond? Something? I don't know.
I've heard things about them, too.
Surprise, the old-timey banking lady is racist.
In the middle of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Who knew? And in another one of those celebrity boxing match things.
Yep.
And celebrity is really giving this a lot of credence, a lot of credibility that it doesn't necessarily deserve. Lamar Odom, is going to box Aaron Carter.
Backstreet Boys.
No, that's Nick.
The brother.
Yeah.
That had all the drug problems.
This is Scott Carter.
Thank you.
Lamar Odom is still like 6'8", is 6'9"?
Yeah, about that.
And how tall is the other dude?
Not that.
Not that tall.
Maybe 5'11", maybe?
Right.
He's younger.
Isn't it a shame that these kind of things perk more interest than regular boxing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I realize how, we're not excited about boxing at all, that we give our attention to this instead.
Right.
Is that the headliner?
I think so, yeah.
What pay-per-view is that?
I don't know.
God.
I don't even know if it's a pay-per-view. It's surely it is, but I don't know. Ice-T's going to be on the broadcast providing color commentary.
So it's like the store brand fight.
Yeah, you need Snoop to get some money in there.
That's a good
Although Ice-T might be pretty good, too.
I like that.
Well, if you got Ice-T instead of Snoop,
yeah.
I mean, Ice-T is fine,
yeah,
but he's not Snoop.
Unless he swears like Snoop does, but Snoop was funny as hell in both those fights I watched that I shouldn't have bought.
Although I
actually, the second one I shouldn't have bought. The Tyson fight, I enjoyed.
Well, there's a big age range in these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget what the product is for, but the Ice-T commercial with him, Stone Cold, and Vanilla Ice, I laugh at every time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did
the
see
cold
that.
Call.
I did see that, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Isn't it Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather going to fight, too?
Yep. Meanwhile,
one of the Pauls.
Meanwhile, Crawford and Pacquiao are going to fight, and that's real boxers.
I don't know if that's officially signed
yet. I know, but it's...
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
They're still talking about that.
That's the last I heard was talk.
It's about the money.
And the sad news is that we might be running out of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah. Biden took away our sauce.
Yeah, we got to stop.
Chick-fil-A says they are running low on their dipping sauces. They are now limiting the number of sauce packets given with customer orders thanks to an industry-wide shortage. Now, customers can only get one sauce per entree and two per meal.
See, I'll tell you what, that kind of sucks because I don't eat that stuff, but I know what it is. And that's part of the meal. You want as much sauce as you want.
The 30-count nuggets now, will come with three dipping sauces.
Now, I told you guys off the air that my son must have went to the grocery store with my wife, and we have a couple, two, three bottles of that stuff. You just buy it for your house now. It looks like a ketchup bottle. It's Chick-fil-A
there
sauce.
You go.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So just get it that way.
No, yeah. I predict Monday morning Craig will be talking about somebody breaking into a Chick-fil-A and stealing a bunch of sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't you get it at the store?
Yes, I just said that.
Yeah. And the next time I go to a restaurant and they give me the ketchup for the fries, and it's enough, will be the first time that's ever happened.
Yes, yes.
You know, so you go some places, they give you a little cup of ketchup or something on with your fries. Right. It's never enough.
I'll tell you what pisses me off.
It's never enough.
Sushi joints to keep away the bottle from you. They only have you the bottle.
The ketchup?
Yeah, no, for the soy sauce.
Sauce? Oh.
Yeah, you got to keep asking them for
really?
That. Really? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They did it to me and Todd the other night.
But most, the ones I've gone through, it's just there on the table.
Yep.
Most chain restaurants who have a good sauce that catches on.
That's part of the meal.
Right. No, it goes into the stores pretty quickly.
I know it does. But
there's a number of barbecue sauces from restaurants that you can buy.
You go through a drive-thru.
You can get Taco Bell sauce.
And you're eating it for lunch. You're not going to your house. You want the restaurant
to get
it. Yeah, you need the packets. Yeah.
Or the cup or whatever.
It's like, here's our food. It's not going to be as good for a while until we get more sauce.
Well, it's always nice to have an extra to put in the drawer in the fridge in case you don't get enough the next time.
Because you won't.
They still hate homos, though, right?
Oh, I certainly would believe so.
Of course, they're probably what's behind this shortage.
Yeah. The homos?
Yeah.
I mean, the workers don't hate it. It's the guy that runs the place hates homos. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.